Channel 3's Dylan Fearon in studio. They're talking about pet peeves. We started with tipping, and we're going to your calls, 203-882-9757. Keith and Seymour.
Good morning, guys. As always, I love your show.
Make Thank you. Morning. Thank you.
My biggest pet peeve has been forever, I guess because I'm a driver, but whenever I go to a store, it's usually Stop and Shop in Seymour. They park in the no parking lane, fire lane, and they feel it's okay because they put their flashers on. And they usually park in the crosswalk, the whole thing. And the second one is, if I go to Home Depot, there's always the guy with the pickup truck that parks in the handicap spot. And you know damn right well he's not handicapped because he jumps out of the truck. He loads up his truck with lumber, the whole thing, and it just drives me up
there
the
wall. There is that. There's no a loading why, zone at Home Depot, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I know, but there is.
No, there is, but I see guys all the time with their look at me stickers in their windows, you know, Harley Davidson. So you know darn right well they're riding and snowmobiling, so they're not handicapped, but I don't know, they get it from their grandmother or whatever, but it's just laziness or entitlement. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But I see it every single day.
All right, Keith.
And it's just driving me up the wall.
You have a lot of noise going on in your truck. All right, Keith, thank you.
I can tell.
No, but that is annoying.
It is.
It's all laziness, too. He's right. I mean, yeah, you just don't want to park, especially if it's a Sunday at the grocery store, whatever. Right. You don't want to park way back.
Yeah.
You see a handicapped spot. You see the fire lane, whatever.
But I will say, I went to Wallingford Saturday afternoon, and it's not a lot of parking.
Okay.
I wish I had a handicapped spot.
Yeah.
You know, like a little permit.
Right.
Keep some crutches in the trunk.
I hate people who do it.
Right.
But however, if I had a pass in Wallingford
just
on
walk
Saturday,
slow.
I would have used it.
Just walk slow.
Right.
But don't sprint.
Kind of lean over.
Don't sprint. You want like a muscle shirt.
Tommy in Long Island.
Hey, good morning, Chaz and Applejack. So my biggest pet peeve is minivans in the left lane driving slow as all can be. It's always minivans.
Always a school bus.
I just don't, you know, I don't. I guess people think they're driving a tank or something. You know, I'm always yelling. I'm not telling you to go fast. I'm asking you not to go slow.
That is
so. That's
a good one.
Oh, the worst, that black station where all the cars behind them, all the flashers going. I hate when that happens too, boy.
That's a hearse.
I know a black station right when I see it.
Yeah. Left lane is tough, man.
Yeah.
People don't know what it means.
No.
And then it becomes the standoff. You get behind them and they start driving slow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, no, man, this isn't you pass in this lane, then you get back into the right lane.
Right. You wish you had the James Bond car at that moment. Just pull out those machine guns.
Well, you could start with like an oil slick or something.
All right, we'll go with that. How about a Ford mounted deck can?
Well, you can't really oil slick someone that's in front of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'll catch it too.
Problem is, we have so many crazy drivers nowadays that's maybe a little refreshing because you're hearing all these crazy stories. But I will say, if you're going to be going 50 in a 65, get in the right lane.
Yeah,
what are you doing? Right lane.
Yep.
When you see someone behind you, like when they're right. coming up on you,
right,
move over.
When you can read what they're saying to you.
The one that annoys me.
Chuck, what?
I was going to say, the one that annoys me is when you're in the left lane and you're passing people in the flow of traffic and then someone gets behind you and is like, go faster. And it's like, you can't.
Yeah.
I can't. Right. What do you want me to do?
Right.
Yeah. That annoys me.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have all different personalities. And everyone's having a different kind of day.
Yeah.
And we're all stuck together in wrapped in 2 tons of steel.
Yep.
Driving 50, 60, 80 miles an hour.
It's like a
road warrior.
Like a bad experiment going on.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see what happens.
Brian in Wallingford.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey there. So mine is driving as well. Pet peeve would be when you got a green light and you're trying to make a left, you know, if I'm the first car trying to make that left, I'm out there, I guess it's called being like in the box, but I'm out there so that even when the light turns red, I got control of that intersection and I'm going to be able to make my left. You follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a clear intersection. Yep.
All right. So, yeah. So if I'm the second car, right, and the one in front of me wants to make a left, but he's not out there blocking the box, and then he just waits and waits and waits, and the light eventually just turns red again.
Yep.
You're sitting there for a whole nother cycle, and it's just so annoying to me.
Yeah. Yeah, unless there's a red arrow, so you cannot go.
I don't experience that as much as I experience the green. They have the cars that are turning left in front of you. They have the green arrow.
Yep.
And then you get the green light, which means their green arrow stopped.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now it's not one, not two, not three. Yep. It's like six. Now, if I'm the first car, you watch.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they look at me like, what are you doing?
Yep.
I point up, look up. I'm a maniac.
But it's almost
wheel.
You want that. You want to be the first car because you know it's coming.
Yeah, right there.
I'm like, I know. One, two, three. Fine, I get it.
Oh,
six. Yeah. We're stopping this now.
There's a parody song in here somewhere. Maniac. I'm a maniac. That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Then also when you get someone like that, they're shocked. They look at you like, what the hell? Then they're like, oh, wait, you're the radio show.
Yes! We love your show. God damn it.
Bad driver, great on the air, but
no,
just not.
I was saying, think up, think positive. No, you're number one, I meant.
All right, Brian.
That's what I want to
figure. That must be weird. Dylan, as a TV person, you can't really give anyone the finger. You have to be nice all the time.
In his mind, you have to.
And you can't honk at anybody because you just never know. That someone might have just watched
it's like,
you
oh my
an
God,
hour
it's
ago.
The guy on Channel 3.
Yeah, I'm driving home. You never know. Someone could have just watched at 5 o'clock.
Right.
You can't do anything.
Right.
But you want to sometimes.
But if it goes wrong, you report on it.
Yeah, exactly. Make your own news.
I'm here. See, road rage.
I've come a long way with road rage.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know. There's the whole journey.
Things happen.
And now, probably 7 years ago, I'm going to an event, and I get into it with someone in East Haven. I mean, you know, whoever's right, doesn't matter.
Right.
We're going like pointing, fingers beeping, like, he's on my butt. And then now, we're way off of 95. I'm taking a left, he's taking a left. I'm taking a right, he's taking a right. I'm like, is he following me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pull into the event. He pulls into the event.
Right.
He's at the event that I'm going to, that I'm speaking at.
I said, hi, Chaz. What was I just said back there?
Ah, this is awkward.
No, I was just silent.
This is awkward.
Thank you
for
coming.
It's a charity. I have to now get up there and talk about we're all good people. We're here for a good thing.
Right.
That guy over there, not so much. But the rest of us, we're all good people.
Let's all forget about the past few moments and just relish the fact we're here together.
Yeah. Well, we kind of smirked at each other in the parking lot because we're both, same thing. We're both walking in
You're
here.
Both guilty.
It's a good event, but we're both like maniacs.
You're both guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. It was a shared response, shared experience.
I'm growing as a human.
Yes, you are.
Well, every day.
Every day in every way.
Every day. Dave in Killingworth.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good.
How about, you know what really ticks me off is that when the left lane is closed and those little weasels go to the very end and then they try, and then the car in front of you lets them in.
Yep.
I want to kill the car in front of me. I'm beeping. I'm the guy who blocks both lanes so no one can get by me.
Yep.
You're that guy who pulls out.
It makes me insane.
Yeah, you're the lane police. Yeah.
Oh, yep. God.
Yeah, we're all waiting when you at the left line.
He's livid.
You can hear him. He's just thinking about it.
He's legit. He's done the same thing.
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous. You're screaming. Don't let him go. What are you doing?
No, you know what happens? Because you're waiting.
Yeah.
You pull in.
You did the right thing.
This is a long wait, and you see these cars coming down.
Yep.
And it's 3, 4 getting in, and you know what they're going to do. They're going to hit their signal, and then they're going to can I come in? It's like, no.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but let me just say.
No. If they give you, like, the wave, can I pull? No, not a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're having a long day, I'm that guy. I'm like, dude, I'm going through this 10. It's been a rough day. I'm doing it.
Oh, you're
the
cutter.
Lane.
I'm the cutter. So this guy.
Oh, my God. You're the cutter. You're the weasel.
But he's a nice person.
I'm the weasel. Then I look in the rearview mirror and I see this guy going, oh, God. And I'm like, got him.
But that's why I go, I pick up two lanes and that's it. No one's getting by me.
Except me.
Unless they're good looking.
See? Well, you have a whole scale.
Right.
It's like there's a menu.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong?
No.
Listen, Dave. I've become a better person.
I'm with you, man.
I'm going to tell you a story now.
Okay.
Jennifer and I are getting off of 95. We're driving into New Haven, and some concert's getting out, or some stupid like play or whatever.
Okay,
it's not really a concert.
Right,
it's like
something
Schubert or whatever.
Something to watch. Yeah,
right. All these people are rushing out of the parking lot, and it's just pandemonium. They're just cutting everywhere. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm driving along, and I'm like, "You're not coming in, pal.
Nope.
Now, if you make eye contact with me." And you, like, hand gesture, like, there's a way to do it.
Yes.
There's no eye contact.
Would you
this
mind?
Guy's just coming in, like, he's going to push me out of the way. I'm like, oh, no, you don't.
The hell you are.
Jennifer is saying, hon, please.
This is my side of the car.
Let the guy in. Yeah. All right. Nope.
No.
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 Already got the other idiot.
Listen, I know how insane I sound
when you're driving,
right,
and you got your space in between, like, a car and a half length in front of you, in front of the other car. It's a safe distance. And you got that. Oh, I was going to swear. You got that weasel that comes flying in.
Listen, Dave.
Doing about 90.
Dave.
And he cuts in front of you, and he takes up your safe space.
Listen.
Now you're an inch and a half from his bumper.
Dave, you and I have to realize how crazy we sound right now, because we have to become better people.
No, I'm entertained by this, actually.
I'm driving now. I'm
Dave.
Running someone off the road.
All right, Dave. Dave, I just want to tell you that we crushed metal.
Yeah.
Me in that car.
The dude
drove into me.
Oh.
Crushed my door.
Oh, my
then,
God.
Then, yeah. So now I'm like, we're
That's
great.
It. That's it.
He shows a badge.
Oops.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, really? Let's pull over.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter.
Officer.
I don't. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't care.
Okay, officer.
I pull over. He took off.
Oh.
Whoa.
Fake badge.
Took off.
Fake badge.
Yeah, he was probably like serves papers or something.
Right.
Not like
right.
a real cop.
It's probably full of chocolate.
Probably a sheriff or something. It was a badge made of chocolate.
I don't mean these gold coins.
It was $500 to fix that door. That is, you know what I do now? I let people in.
No.
It's a lot cheaper.
See, I like an exploding door.
That's Dang. What it takes
no,
that
No, don't
to
get
learn.
Me wrong. Like you said, if the guy makes eye contact or the woman makes eye contact and says, can I please get... I'm not
yeah, you're like,
now.
Come on in.
Yes.
I mean, I don't like the guy that all of a sudden he puts his blinker on, he tries to, you know...
Dylan.
All the guys that get on the entrance of the highway and they go as far as they can down the entrance
okay.
Into the breakdown lane and then they cut in front of
right, Dave.
Four cars in front of you.
Dave?
Boy, your blood
just
right
tell
now.
Us the next time this happens, you're going to let the person in. Recently, Dylan went into the city for a birthday mm-hmm. party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
This wasn't really a pet peeve, but I saw it on his card, and I thought, this is kind of a pet peeve.
Okay.
It is of yours.
Okay.
Okay.
One of yours.
You guys tell me if I'm nuts or not. Okay.
No.
So it's a good friend of mine, not like best friend, but a good friend of mine. It's his birthday. He lives in New York City. He's like, all right, let's get some friends together. Let's all go out to dinner in the city.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. So I drive, you know, for me, it's 2 hours. Get into the city. We go to this restaurant. I'm like, well, this menu is kind of like a little over the top.
A little pricey.
How well do you know this person?
We went to college together, went to Quinnipiac together.
Oh, okay.
So he's a good friend, but he's not like a best friend. Not,
yeah,
I
you don't
say
see him all the time.
Don't see him all the time.
More of an acquaintance. Yeah.
A couple times a year.
Yeah.
But it was nice that I was invited.
Yes.
Okay. So I go down, look at this menu. You know, this is $75. This is $80.
Like,
whoa!
And I'm like,
how much is the water?
I'm like, if it was my girlfriend, if it's my parents, whatever, nice occasion, okay, fine. But I'm like, I'm not trying to spend this kind of money. I already drove 2 hours here, you know.
Yeah, you're in the red.
So I'm looking, I see like, oh, chicken, something chicken, $35. I'm like, oh,
boom,
perfect.
All over
okay.
that.
But I'm with like six or seven guys and all the drinks are flowing. They're all getting all these amazing steaks, all these shots, espresso martinis, apps, all
drinks.
This stuff.
Oh,
okay, bill comes and one of the guys is like, I'll just put on my card and everyone Venmo me the money, right? Which is what friends do now, groups that do nowadays.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, we'll handle it tomorrow.
Do
next
you remember
day.
What the total was?
Seven guys, I'd say it was probably over $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, but again, easily, I got yeah. like a beer and like chicken something.
$30 chicken dish.
I'm like,
you're about $42 in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I tip generously.
Right, so 50 also.
So $50.
Yeah.
I get a Venmo request from one of the guys for $150. So I'm like, what? Why am I paying $150? Oh, well, we're all splitting it. Well,
No, that was never agreed.
That was never talked about beforehand. And if I had known, right, I would have gone crazy.
Bananas.
Would have gone crazy, and then I would have owed, let's say, 160, and then I would have felt like, well, at least I owe my share.
I had a steak,
but to do what I did, get the chicken, get a beer, maybe a little dessert, $150, I'm like, oh, dude, come on.
Yeah.
And again,
I hate that.
I'm with you.
And I'm not a cheap guy, but I'm like, at some point, you got to draw the line.
Yes.
So you go back and forth. They're like, no, if you don't pay it, it's going to come out of Adam's pocket. It's his birthday.
Well,
I'm like, whoa.
It's tough taillights. Happy birthday. Yeah.
So,
screw you, pal.
So I think in the end, I sent the guy like $100. I was like, dude.
All right.
I didn't seem that cheap, but at least I'm like a little principled.
Yeah,
know?
That's the worst. Yeah. No, that used to happen to me. I'd go back home to Long Island to see my friends.
Wait. No, you complained about the radio station. We did a trip into New York for a Broadway play.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah, okay.
He's still mad about this.
Oh my God, yeah.
This was like 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Jennifer wasn't in the picture. I was married to my first wife. That's how long ago.
Went to go see Paul Mercurio's show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Paul Mercurio's show.
I thought it was a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, no. It's Paul Mercurio's show. We go into the city, and of course, we get there early, and like this time before, so.
All right, anyway, group of people go out.
Go to Carmine's in New York City. And we didn't have much time.
Too fancy.
And we were told specifically to be back at the place to get our tickets. So, you know, me and Tristan, they got pasta, they got appetizers, they got all kinds of crap, right? I got to eat like a meatball and a piece of cheese and a cracker, right?
I didn't know that was on the menu.
Before I had
the meatball with a side of a piece of cheese.
It was part of the plate.
And I'll also take a side of a cracker.
Was part of all the plates that passed me like crazy because all of a sudden it was like, oh, my God. They become like media Italians, like, gotta eat lots of food. I'm like, really? We had to be back in like 15 friggin' minutes. So we elected to leave.
All right.
So I had a meatball.
You have a microphone. You don't need to yell. They can hear you and Antonio.
I had a meatball and a tiny piece of cheese and a cracker. Guess how much that cost me? On the ride home, I'm like, oh, by the way, how much did my portion of the bill? $64 $64 for a meatball, a piece of cheese, and a cracker.
This is pre-COVID prices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you're going to do that, if we're going to split it evenly, all good. You have to say it beforehand.
Say it up front.
Yes.
Because if I had known in my case, I would have gotten the filet. You know?
Yeah.
An amazing steak.
Yeah, exactly. No, I had a meatball, a piece of cheese, and a cracker.
$64 and 34 cents.
And then not to
and
choke.
And you could tell he's over
and
it.
And then not to choke the bass on the ride home. That was tough, too.
Chris in Fairfield.
Chris, it's okay now.
You know how nice it gets when you stop talking? I mean, you were yelling, so like it hurt my head.
I was very passionate.
But the whole state got calmer when you stopped yelling.
Well,
here's Chris.
Chris.
Glad to help.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah,
hey, Chris.
Hi. Reviving the supermarket pet peeve thing from last week. I know you got tired of automotive, but a few years ago, I was getting in line the way we all do normally behind the customer in front of us at the cash checkout. And then I hear this long, furtive, oh, sir, I'm in line. And this lady's in a shopping cart back where the aisles begin, like 15 feet behind the register stands. You know how a supermarket's laid out, right?
Yeah.
So, and this is pre-COVID, like 2017.
Yeah, it's not the safe space.
You're still mad about it, yeah.
And so I don't understand this concept of somebody's in line 20 feet behind the customer in front of them. If you're in line, you know, 2 to 3 feet is a safe distance, you know, pre or post-COVID.
Yeah.
So she let me stay in line because she had a huge cart and I just had like three items. But
still, yeah. I'm with you.
Totally over it.
The whole idea of people, you know, lining up like 15 feet, you know, regardless of what's going on in the world.
If we're going on that whole subject, what about the people when another register opens and they say,
see, we got AJ going now.
I'll take the next customer and someone, you're the next customer, and then someone like three people behind goes over.
Yeah.
Yep.
They run over.
You just want to, yeah. I'm in a strangling mood.
He just took his hands and went, like he's like killing someone, like you're murdering.
I'm sorry. I'm still coming up with a meatball, piece of cheese, and a cracker.
$64.
$64.
Dylan, thanks for coming in. It went by fast.
Yeah, great to see you guys. Yeah, awesome.
Dylan Farron, what are you working on today? Do you know yet?
No, I have no idea. So
how do you find out?
Well, I come up with a couple ideas. You look up, see what's going on.
You pitch some things.
Or you text some people, like, hey, anything going on in this town? What's going on? You have some contacts. And then we have a 10 o'clock meeting, and we'll figure it out.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what's
happening. We'll be watching you on Channel 3. Great
appreciate
stuff, man.
Yeah. Thanks,
you're
guys.
A really good reporter. Yeah. You're like a real news reporter.
Yeah, driving not so much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.